FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. Today I'm welcoming Ezio Di Biagi, who is the owner of the much-loved Magic Aroma. Benvenuti, Ezio.
Benvenuti, welcome, benvenuti.
Is that how I said? Okay, you've got to correct my pronunciation there.
But no, it's fine.
What a treat.
Your pronunciation is very good.
Oh, I'm so pleased. And your food is very good. Magic Aroma is so popular with so many people. I want to know, when did it start?
No, Magic Aroma started about 35, 36 years ago. The owner, the original owner of Magic Aroma, he unfortunately passed away, but he used to open Italian restaurants and then eventually he will sell it. So he was here with another partner of his. And then what happened, a very good friend of mine that I met in 1974, when he came down from Italy, he bought a share of one of the owners at Magic Aroma. And he worked with the other partner for a while. And then because we kept in contact all the time with my friend, that we worked in a few places together. And then I said, look, if your partner decides to leave, just call me and then we will carry on together with this business. And that's what happened. So I've been with him for about 33 years. Unfortunately, he decided to retire a couple of months ago, and he wants to spend time with his family and whatever it is, and that's what happened. Now I'm here alone, and the moment I'm not going to look for anybody else because I want to keep the business running exactly the same way than what is being run for the last 36 years. I got some beautiful, wonderful staff here working with me, the people in the kitchen. I employed a new chef in the kitchen as well, and then that he has to do what I wanted to do, because you see, the secret of a business, I think, like ours, is to keep everything the same. If the formula works well and the customer like it,
absolutely,
you must keep it like that. Don't change it.
You never
change a recipe that works.
No, exactly. Yeah. If it's not broken, don't fix it. And that's what we love. We know whenever we come to Magic Aroma that it's going to be as good as the last time. You have made a number of people happy over those years.
Thank you.
Look,
I've been fortunate enough that, you know, in life, what I've has always been my way of doing things is that you have to give. You give first before you're going to get something back.
Yes.
So if you are able to have the charisma and you love the job that you're actually doing, so you do it not just because you get up in the morning and you have to work to earn money. No, you do it because you love what you're doing and I love people. So you look after the people and eventually the people will trust you, and automatically then you form this fantastic family that I'm very, very lucky to have. And I got so many of wonderful Cape Town customers and overseas customers that come to see us all the time here. You see, that's why I want to keep it like that and carry on that way. You know?
And you will. And it's people come for your incredible food as much as they come just to spend time with you. And there lies the secret of the success. So it's not only a food business, it's a people business.
Absolutely. Because people don't realize, they are in the office all morning or maybe in the afternoon or whatever. Maybe they had a bad day or something. They go to a restaurant also to be able to relax. They don't want to have any more problems.
Yes.
So they want to go somewhere where they have felt that they are welcome, and they know that whatever they want or they desire, and if we have the ingredient, we will definitely look after them, make them feel comfortable, happy. I think this is my goal.
Yes.
It's always been like that.
And it will stay like that. In closing, I'd love to know, what is your favorite dish on the menu? Because I know when I come there, I look at the menu and then I go, Ezio, please feed me. And I always get something spectacular. What do you love eating?
See, there is a few dishes, especially depend on the season as well. Like in winter now, we do a lot of like stews. We got a fantastic veal shank that we're making at the moment. We do osso buco. We do lovely oxtail, Italian style. Then we do lots of beautiful soup, like bean and lentil soup. And one of the favorite dishes here for the customers is the grilled Mediterranean veg with baby calamari with chili and garlic, which is very thinly sliced eggplant, butternut, caramelized onion, with a little bit of balsamic and olive oil sauce, and then we put the calamari on there with, and that is very popular.
My favorite.
And also the other thing which is, yeah, that's become very popular as well over the years is the antipasto that we make with three different things, or four sometimes, depending what we have available, is the baby calamari with the veg, and then the parma ham, and then also the fior di latte mozzarella with the avocado, and the olive oil, lemon, tomato, beautiful fresh basil, and some bruschetta. That is very, very, very popular. And then, of course, we got other lovely dishes that people also like. Also, we have some, we buy the meat from a wonderful butcher that we got a wonderful ribeye, which people love. The veal, we got a real veal that we get from this Scottish guy up in George, which is also fantastic. And the veal is also very, very, very popular. And then, of course, we make different pasta, whatever sauces we can produce, like now in winter with the porcini mushrooms, or with a lovely veal ragu, and sometimes we also do it with a game ragu, which is actually also very, very, very good, especially with the pappardelle.
Ezio, I'm going to have to stop you. You are making me so hungry. This is not fair.
I'm sorry.
It all sounds wonderful. I'm going to thank you for making me, as I say, terribly hungry. I have an appetite for magic aroma, as do, I'm sure, all our listeners. So thank you for sharing your story. And best of luck in your new chapter.
Thank you very, very much. And I hope that I'm going to see you here soon.
Happily.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you,
Ezio. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend.
And you. That was Chef Ezio, owner of Magic Aroma in Pinelands. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious. FM.